Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle with Matt Lehman joining me in the press box, just like old times. Jason Smith, we wish him a get-well-soon kind of a status, and we hope he can be back at it on Wednesday. Matt, you busy Wednesday if we have to come back?
I'll be here if you need me, buddy.
I'll bring it
back to van, you know what I mean?
Well, it's a good time so far, and the point, I think they played really well in the first quarter. The Falcons just made more shots.
Yeah, like I said, they're slowing it down a little bit. I still think they probably need to take a little bit better shot.
Haught with a really nice move back to the basket, gets into the lane to close it, and that'll make it a 16-9 lead for SMCC. Pirates come right back down to Big Ty Rose. Jump hook is a little too strong. Rebounded by Haught, knocked away by Bradley. But it's going to stay Falcon ball.
You know, I'll tell you, Rose has got some two or three point blank looks. He's got to knock those shots down to take a little pressure off the perimeter game.
Yeah, in a game like tonight, you're gonna need to make all those against a team as good as the Falcons. Now we got a little official timeout on the floor. Perhaps a contact lens issue. I want to say thanks again to all of our sponsors on tonight's game. Advanced Fluid Technology, Dable Heating and Cooling, of course. Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center are our primary sponsor here for the boys post-game tournament. And here we are at the regional. We got a doubleheader tonight. Hanover Horton coming up with Ann Arbor Green Hills as Keegley brings it up the floor for the Falcons. He's been their most important player really up to now.
We've got three threes in the first quarter. That's changing. What that does is you got to come out and you got to play him. We almost got to not play any help side off him. And what that does is that opens up inside. And, you know, obviously they got great size inside as well.
Looking for the outside. Keegley opens for three again, and he fires. Got it. He even bobbled that pass a little bit, Matt. Was quick to just grab it. Just a great stroke from Keegley. Another triple. And it's all of a sudden 19-9. They lead up to 10 points here in early second quarter.
And methodical a little bit. You know, all of a sudden, you know, they're just like on defense. They don't really necessarily look the part always. And all of a sudden you look up, they're up 9. Up 10.
There was a pass down to Ty Rose in the low block. Hits his foot, and it's a turnover. Keegley quickly on the attack again for the Falcons. Handing off. They work it around the perimeter. Shin Harrington into the game now. He has it knocked away, but it'll stay SMCC ball. There's an inbound looking for Haught. Good steal by Rose.
That was a good inbound play right there. If he'd have thrown that over the top, he had one-on-one in the post, and he just made a bad pass.
So McCrum taking his time here, calling Bradley out as they continue to stay in that zone. A deep triple by Darren Hampton, and he hit it off the heel. Long rebound comes out to Riley Elliott. Now, it's a bad shot. He's 3 feet behind the line, but I've seen him take it and make it many times before. And now they got a second chance at it.
They're playing Monroe St. Mary's. That's the difference, like I said.
Riley Elliott gets to look for the three and missed it.
Now I'm saying now you're going to need those shots. You got to play their game a little bit. So.
Bradley going for a steal is going to reach him foul. I think that's his second. It's a basket right in my way between here and the scoreboard. So if I lean out for a minute and have to get a score, forgive me. Inbound pass coming right now from Andrew. Todd gets it in, and we got Harrington at the top. There's a three-pointer for Keegley. That's how he missed everything, but he was well defended.
That's a heat check right there. You can see how hot he is. He hit four already, and he was waiting to get. He's been there. I mean, I've seen you play before, Boyle. When you're that hot, you got to take one.
Yeah, you want to make sure. You want to see how hot you really are. Hampton fires to the high post for Riley Elliott. There's a look out to Johnston. Got the open look, missed the shot, rebound tapped away, and Johnston comes through and seizes it, so the point will get another chance at it. 19-9.
McCrum did a nice job right there. Little possession gainer. Won't get credit for the rebound, but he kind of had a little deflection there and let Napoleon get that team rebound.
Good pass by Rose over to McCrum, then to Hampton at the top. He's looking to get into the lane. Drops it down to Rose. What a feed! Rose scores, and he'll get the foul. Can't steal fast from three-point play. Ty Rose with a nice, strong finish down low.
The thing he's doing is they're doing their possession is they work the ball. They're being patient. They're not, you know, there's a difference between a mediocre shot and a great shot. And to beat a team like this, you got to take great shots. And with good dribble penetration and hit on Rose inside. That's four or five times that Rose has been open, too.
Yeah.
I think they got something on a scout that they really see and really attacking that deep lead.
19-11. Can make it 12 with the free throw. And it comes off. Long rebound, though, tapped out the point. They'll keep it one more time. Extra possession here for the Pirates. And to pass around the outside. Still working against that zone defense, but they've been able to find a few soft spots. Now they go down to Rose. He passes out. Elliott will step back for a long two. Pin it! Nice possession. Nice trip up the floor for the Pirates. 19-13. They cut the lead to six. That's going to get a timeout from the SMCC bench. 30-second break. We'll take 30 seconds right back in the broadcast. 19-13, 4:40 to go on WKHM.
The Kraft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Kraft Agency or visit them online at thekraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Keep will take the basketball inbound for SMCC out of the timeout. Drives the lane, gets all the way down, put up too strong. Napoleon gets the rebound out and running. Jackson will carry the basketball and turn it back over. It's not a call you see a ton, Matt.
You don't, but he did. He carried it.
Looks like he just got a little tart before the horse on that one.
Hey, Keegley, everything he's got is in about 20 or 21 foot, and then he missed that little two-footer right there. That wasn't in his range.
Too close for him. He's dribbling at the top of the key, working to get in the lane again, looking to drive, pass back out, and now drive across the top. Stop the pull-up from the free-throw line. It's no good. Tyrone, the strong rebound in there. Shot missed by Sherrard back out of the floor for SMCC.
Big possession right here for the Pirates.
Jackson
lost weight. They're really slick defense. They're not looking to trap yet.
Elliott gets in the corner out to Jackson. Left side for Hampton. Now he'll drive across the top. Feeds Rose. Tough pass to handle. He does catch it, but now he's got to pass it out. Jackson will fire for three. No. And that'll be a Falcon rebound. SMCC up the floor. Keegley running left side to Hawk. He was on the street. Now he'll stop and pass out. Sherrard. And was it knocked away? I didn't see anyone touch it. Yeah, they'll send it. They're pulling him off.
Both officials are looking at each other like, did you see it, Tip? Did you see it? Nope. That means it's our ball.
It is Napoleon's ball. 19-13 our score. 3:29 to go first half. Pirates keeping it within six. This unbeaten Falcons team. Napoleon's got a little underdog situation going on here, but they've actually played pretty well. They'll need it'd be a big possession right here, Matt, if they can get him a good bucket.
Yeah. We're too long to skip that.
Tried to skip it across to the opposite perimeter, and that one nearly picked off. Napoleon dodges the bullet there. Johnson will inbound. And really, with the exception of Tyrose, Matt, they're undersized at every other spot on the floor.
Yep. Right now, like I said, they need to keep working the ball. Keep moving it. Don't force anything.
Hampton's really got his eyes on Tyrose every trip down the floor. We're going to travel. Tyler Owen. Take an extra step there. He'll go to the bench. McCrum back out of the floor. Phelps will replace Tyrose. Riley Elliott and Justin.
I'm not sure in a game like this how long Rose is going to be out. Because I'll say one thing he's doing, he's giving him a presence inside on the offensive end, but he's also always did a good job of not giving Monroe second shot opportunities.
I think we'll see if Phelps can hold up his part of that deal in substituting for Rose. They do go right down against him. Over the top pass to Hawk, and Phelps has to commit the foul to stop the shot. And that'll send Hawk to the line again.
Kind of like that was automatic. As soon as Rose went out of the game, it was like they were going right inside immediately.
We get a free throw attempt by Hawk. Again, 19-13, still our score, 2:43 to go first half. That one comes off the heel.
Yeah,
And here comes the shot. Hawk got that one to go. Make it 20-13. Very quickly up the floor, Hampton drives, gets into the air off the glass. No good. Rebounded by the Falcons. Keighley coming up the floor now. He's looked to drive from the top the last couple times. Loses the dribble there. Has the safety valve. Now down to Hunt on the baseline. He'll pump fake and drive all the way to the bucket. Went up for the jam. Left. Got hung up. Almost got it to go. McCrum over to Hampton. Back to McCrum. Johnson, they'll kind of weave it. Hampton will skip it over to McCrum. He'll take a deep triple. Halfway down before Reynolds. Now rebounded by the Falcons up the floor. Keighley. Across the lane. Now he'll step back out beyond the arc. Driving from the top into the lane. Deep off the glass. Got that one to go. Keighley showing he'll do it inside and out.
2-pointer.
Yeah, 14 points now for Keighley. And he's been the most important player. Hasn't taken a breath that I've seen. Stays in the game. And running as Phelps gets it. Tries to drive from the elbow. Now back out to Johnson. Swings it across to Hampton. He'll drive to the middle of the floor. Now over to Johnson. Open for three. He fires long. Rebounded by Hawt. A couple empty trips up the floor for the Pirates. They got to get something to go here. Sherrard has it out. Deep right wing.
I got down 10 before they go in here. Nice little run. Cut it to six. They went empty in the next about three or four possessions.
There's a drive and a shot by Keighley, and on the rebound, we'll get a whistle against the Falcons. Pirates will get the ball back with 1:03 to go here. First half, 22-13. They trail by nine. Ty Rose back off the bench to replace Elliott, and now you'll have Phelps and Rose on the floor at the same time. That's the two biggest guys here for the Pirates.
Flowing of the lineup right here, so they can get something going on either side of the post here.
Deep for Johnston. Cross court to McCrum. Dangerous pass. And that time, Hawt steals it. He's out on the break. Only one back is Hampton. He'll spin. Floats to the basket. Went for the jam again. Didn't get it to go. But he'll get a chance at the free throw line. Hawt's going for the rim. He's trying to play above the rim tonight.
He's a 6'8 senior. I wonder where he's going to school. He looks like a guy that's probably going to be playing somewhere at some point.
At the line for the free throw. That one rims off.
At the line. The struggles at the free throw line, though, today.
Still 20-13, 40.3 to go, first half. And he gets that one. So making a 10-point lead again for the Falcons, and they steal the inbound pass. A little too casual on the inbound, and the Falcons will turn it over. Pirates are going to have to watch out on that one. And both teams do. Well, the Pirates are out here in their green, but are in their white jerseys. But the Falcons were in that green. Maybe he got fooled, thought it was one of his own guys.
It was one of his own players.
They're not that dissimilar from the Pirates uniforms. The road gear. Ty Rose in the baseline. Tries to skip it across to McCrum. It actually gets caught up in the net. And the Falcons get the turnover up the floor quickly. In the air. Tough shot. Floated and got it to go. Andrew Todd got that one. And now fling from half court. Hampton almost gets it to go. And that'll sound the buzzer on the first half. 25-13. 12-point advantage going into the halftime locker room for the undefeated Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central Falcons. We'll take 3 minutes here on the halftime. We'll come back and add up the numbers and get things set up for the second half. Again, it is 25-13 Falcons over the Pirates at WKHM, brought to you by Trip Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's?
Yep, Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new dulce de leche crunch pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
OmniSource of Jackson, your neighbors at work for your community. At OmniSource, their Sharing and Caring Committee promotes in-house fundraisers, with the proceeds going to local charities like the Arts and Cultural Alliance, Habitat for Humanity, Junior Achievement, area schools, and so many more. OmniSource is a local company that supports our community. OmniSource would like to thank all of their employees and customers for allowing them to contribute to local Jackson charities.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Forget what you know about fours, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slam. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
School basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Matt Lehman live at the half here at Petersburg Summerfield High School. And it looks like the Hanover Green Hills crew arriving here at halftime. They'll be facing the Hanover Horton Comets in game two of our doubleheader tonight. Right now, it's been Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central leading most of the way. They've got a 25-13 advantage, Matt, and who's getting it done for the Falcons?
Well, you know, Keegley is we've got 14 of the 25 right now, and his three-point shooting has been the difference in the game. And really, other than that, I mean, Napoleon played well defensively. They held him to 25 points. You know, you look at him, he probably averaged, you know, close to the mid-60s, 70 points a game, and Napoleon's done a good job. I just think, you know, Napoleon's got to get it going a little bit here in the second half. Hampton hasn't scored yet, and he's a leading scorer, and I think they've done a good job on him and really extending those three-point shooters out and really force him to not shoot the 19-foot, 9-inch three-pointer, more like a 25-foot three-pointer, and that's obviously a lower percentage shot.
So what? Give me the numbers. You add them up here. Who do we got?
I got Keegley with 14 points, the 6'8", Christopher Haught with 5, 2 points for Mitchell Sherrard, Andrew Todd, and Tyler Welsh. So, I mean, right now, you know, Keegley's been the guy, and they're going to make adjustments on him. But then again, you know, like we talked about, you make adjustments on him, now they're going to pump it inside. And, you know, what they said that the Hawk kid is going to Air Force on a basketball scholarship. So he's a formidable player. He's a double-double guy. So it's a tough road to hold here.
Yeah, and they've looked so hot, you can tell. And you almost feel like Keegley's taking the shot. The three-point shots just came through the offense. They weren't necessarily looking at him for that. Just found himself open, and then he really, had, late in the quarter, was looking to drive a lot.
I think they were, you know, I think defensively, the opponent was in the gap, and I just think they got a little bit of dribble penetration, kicked it over, and they just didn't get them in back. And I think you're gonna have to make some adjustments defensively. To, you know, sometimes you got a guy that's that hot, you maybe don't play as, you know, don't play any help by defense often.
I like the idea that maybe Napoleon came out a little intimidated by the record, a little intimidated by the numbers, and now they've gone through a half. I think they understand that they can play with this team and that they'll come out with a better second-half effort.
And nothing against Monroe St. Mary's, but this is not an overwhelming, you know, this doesn't look like the number one team in Class B, and it certainly doesn't look like a team that's ranked in the top, you know, whatever, 20 or 21st in M-Live as one of the best teams in the state. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not saying they're not that, but they don't look it right now. They really don't. And I don't know if maybe we're going to see them come out, you know, in the second half and really, really turn it on. But right now, I think Napoleon is really still in this basketball game. They got to keep getting stops. They got to keep defensive rebounding, and they got to knock the shots down.
I was going to say that same thing, Matt. It just didn't look like they hit a ton of shots that they maybe normally make. And part of that was due to the Monroe defense, that zone that they're carrying way out beyond the arc. So they ended up firing. Hampton took a couple, and even McCrum took a couple. They're two or three steps behind the three-point line that probably were ill-advised. And Ty Rose missed a couple point-blank that probably you'd like to see go down a little more commonly.
So Napoleon, they had Riley Elliott. He had 5 points to lead them. Ty Rose with 4 points. And then 2 points from Spencer Johnson and Tobin McCrum. Again, you know, Darren Hampton hasn't scored yet, but you know, there's a reason for that. You know, Monroe St. Mary's has shaded him, and they're gonna try to take him away and make somebody else beat him. And Hampton's been good all year, so you know, I expect Hampton to come out in the second half here and try to get it going.
Yeah, he has made some tremendous feeds, got Ty Rose a couple of good looks that turned into points for Napoleon. The Pirates back out of the locker room. The Falcons are still apparently finalizing some preparation for the second half. Let's take two more minutes here on the halftime. We'll come back with two of our regional opener here, 25-13, the Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central Falcons lead the Napoleon Pirates on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology in extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies. A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman, here at the half. Just a few before we get back to live action, Napoleon and Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. The Falcons lead the Pirates 25-13. I want to say thanks again to Hankered Hills Golf Course for being on the game tonight. I want to say thank you to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center tonight. American Title Company, County National Bank, Northwest Community Schools. The Northwest girls are playing tomorrow night in Marshall. And me and GLC are going to head out and do that one, Matt. Get that girls' regional, or that girls' quarterfinal game.
That'd be really cool if Jackson Northwest Michigan Center built one, but they meet in the semifinal.
Yeah, that game would ultimately be on the radio, too. So as long as both of those teams are winning, you'll have some coverage here on WKHM. The Pirates will start the second half with the basketball.
We have a out-of-town scoreboard. Dearborn Divine Child ended Hillsdale season. And Bryce Drew is a tremendous player. 83-55, Dearborn Divine Child over Hillsdale.
Our other radio game, Marshall, with a 25-22 lead over Western at the half. As Napoleon nearly turns it over in the corner. Darren Hampton tries and succeeds to toss it off the Falcon defender's leg. That goes out of bounds. Pirates pick the ball in the corner. We're underway. Starting lineup on the floor for Napoleon. It looks like that's the case for the Falcons as well. Colin Bradley inbound from the corner. Trying to find Ty Rose on a cut into double coverage, really, and they turn it over. Probably a bad pass.
Well, sometimes you run a, versus run a play or just run the play to get the ball inbound play. That looks like they ran something and Rose St. Mary's adjusted. Uh-oh.
Eagley open again in the corner, and he hits for three. I think he's what, like 5 out of 6?
I don't know how he can be that open after the way he shot in the first half. I mean, he caught that, spun it in his hand, tested the wind in the air, and then shot it. He had that much time to shoot it.
Really nice drive by McCrum. Gets into the lane, floats one in, 28-15. 13-point lead for the Falcons. Keegley will slow it down. Man-to-man defense for Napoleon. Haught outside the arc, hands off to Keegley. Dribbles right side. Back over to Haught. Just a step inside the arc. He'll drive, pass out. Keegley will fire for a deep triple, and he hits again. Is that 6 3-pointers?
I don't know why you would help off of him. I mean, he's got 6 threes. He had 14 first. He's got 14 or 22, and they're helping off him, and then they're leaving him wide open. I could make that shot. So could you? Well, maybe not. Maybe I'm dead, but you can't leave him. You cannot leave that kid open. He's the difference in this basketball game right now.
He's just calmly knocking him down. He's just got it going tonight, and
31-15, and he's got 20. You know, make somebody else beat you.
So the Falcons come out 31-15. Their lead all of a sudden balloons to 16, largest of the game. Bradley, left wing, Hampton, now to right wing, McCrum. This is for Riley Elliott across the lane, nothing there. Now McCrum will drive into the elbow, back out to Hampton. Bradley, outside the arc, feeds McCrum at the high post, turns and fires, hits. McCrum's got a couple buckets here in the second half, finding some room right there in that free throw line extended area.
One of those guys that's just a sophomore. This is a good basketball team, and you know, they're losing a little bit, but they're going to be solid next year with all these young kids up.
Hawk gets really deep, gets the feed, hangs in the air, missed the shot. Good defense by Rose to stop it, but it looks like Hawk was going to be too close to even get anybody in between him and the basket. Pirates get a stop. They needed that one. McCrum drives out to Hampton. He's open for a deep triple. He got that to go. Big shot there in Hampton. 31-20, and they cut the lead back to 11. Keegley will drive. Tries to kind of dish it across the lane, knocked out of bounds, and it'll be Napoleon basketball. So they get another stop, another chance to cut into the lead.
You know, we're only a couple minutes into the third quarter, but this is a big possession right here. You got a chance to cut it back to single digits. You saw him a little bit.
Bradley's got it. McCrum left wing. Back to Bradley. He's the high post for Elliott. Turns and looks. Out to Hampton for three again, and he hits. Now Darren Hampton's going with a hot hand. 31-23. They cut it to 8. Here comes Keegley up the floor.
I think Coach Tuttle reminded him that he was a senior, and this was, you know, this may be his last basketball game. You need to go out and let it all hang out here in the second half. And that's the way Hampton came out to start this half.
Sherrard has it out deep for Monroe, driving into the lane, passes up to Hawk. He'll make a move to the basket. Pivot move, switch pivot feet. Looks like a travel to me and missed the shot anyway. Rebounded by Hickney Rose up the floor. Elliott back to Hampton. He'll fire from real deep. No, that one's way off. That was a little heat check. He found some space and fired. Now he goes for the steal on Keegley. They'll call him for the reach-in. So Hampton commits the foul. 31-23, 4:43 to go third quarter. We got a, what do we got, a compound? We got a little blood.
Blood or something.
Something. So they're going to tape up McCrum, and he's back on the floor. It's just a momentary delay.
He's not shooting here. He's good.
Inbound. They're lobbing it over the basket, and a turnover for Monroe. The Falcons having a few empty possessions here. Napoleon, I don't know if they've stepped the defense up that much or it's just been some mistakes by the Falcons, but Pirates hanging close, 4:39 to go here in the third. McCrum feeds Hampton at the high post. Oh, found Carter Wiley coming across the baseline.
Great look. Just wasn't quite there.
So Napoleon turnover, but Hampton feeds the floor really well as anybody who was in the Jackson area this year. And you saw a little bit of that in the first half on those feeds to Rose. Sherrard dribbles way deep. Out to Keegley by himself, and he got another one. Keegley ending up alone out there again. Bradley up the floor ahead of everyone.
One time they ran him off a low screen, ran him off a down screen. That was just good offense right there. And then out here, and you run stuff for him.
Sherrard gets the steal. Hampton with the good D, but Hott will get the rebound, and when he's that big and that D, tough to stop. Put back for Monroe, 36-23. So just like that, they're back out to a 13-point advantage. They sure can't score quick when you got a guy hitting threes like Keegley is. And now we'll get an illegal screen against Rose, and the Pirates will turn it back over. Good effort here by Napoleon so far, and it's just Keegley's having the night of his life.
Got a sustaining a run. They're not sustaining the run. A little run to get it to six. Actually had a couple possessions to cut it even deeper, and just hasn't made a shot.
Working it toward midcourt again here for Monroe. Sherrard goes to Haught outside the arc, hands back to Sherrard. Now the lob play inside, close in, scores it. You know, from up here, you can see it coming, but down on the floor, it looks a little different, I'm sure. 38-23.
A well-designed lob play.
Bradley outside the arc, right wing. He throws down low, blocked off the glass. There's where the height advantage matters, and Butch Tunhill wanted a goaltending violation and he slapped it off the back. We can't go to the replay. If they had called, I wouldn't have disagreed.
He's got a legitimate beat. That was goaltending. I honestly don't know why they didn't call it. The ball was clearly on the way down.
Pirates got the ball back. No damage done, I suppose, into Rose, the high post. I don't know why he's not looking to shoot when he gets at that spot. The crumb drives, Hampton in the corner, now he'll drive, close in, left it short, Rose grabs, put back, he's good. Ty Rose making it happen down in the low block for Napoleon, 38-25, 2:51 remains in the third. And now Keegley with the basketball picked up by Bradley, screen and a switch, and Hampton's got him. Now he goes to the baseline. Haught looks to drive. Gets around Rose. Reverse layup. Too easy. Too easy on that one. 40-25 with 2:28 to go in the third.
Certainly a formidable 1-2 punch with Haught and Keedley.
Inside and out. McCrum fires a deep triple off the glass. It still counts. You don't even have to call it.
That's 7 points this quarter for McCrum, who's really got it going. Kept him in the game.
Keegley dribbling outside with Bradley on him. Chase to the top, Sherrard open for the lefty triple. Off the right rim, rebound chased down by Carter Wiley. Gets out to Bradley, who runs it. No numbers, but he'll take it in. I'll pass out. Hampton pump fakes the triple, drops off for Rose at the high post. And there's the jumper for Tyrell. So another little Napoleon run. They caught it back to 10 with 1:46.
And he's passing it up for 5 times, and that is separate into it. Knocked it down like an old troll.
Yeah, that's a nice shot, if you can get it. And now we got a blocking foul. He's going to go against Bradley. Could just as easily have been offensive foul, I suppose. But it's been, as far as fouls go, Matt, it's been a pretty clean game.
It has. It's been a really, actually, well-officiated game, too. Other than that, we joked about the non-calling that goaltending, but other than that, it's been a really well-officiated game.
Well, we can watch a ton of games in the Jackson area, and no one's capable of getting up and goaltending that one. So maybe they're just schooled because they
caught him off guard.
Imago's a hot outside the arc. He goes on the drive all the way to the bucket. Just about drops it in. So when they needed a big one, Hawk comes out and gives it to him. 42-30, they stretch it back out to 12 with 1:21 on the third quarter clock.
You know, Keegan and Hawk got all 17 of their points this quarter.
Bradley open for three for Napoleon. No. Comes up, rebounded Hawk, and he'll get it to Keegley. Slow things down, but he's coming up that pace. He'll drive as soon as possible. Gets into the air there, lost it, and we're going to call it out on the Falcons. And now I think we're going to get it overridden from the other side, so the Falcons will get the basketball. They lead by 12, minute one on the third quarter clock. This game's going right by. We got a doubleheader tonight. Keep in mind, we'll have Hanover Horton and Ann Arbor Green Hills coming up after this one, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Now we got a third official getting into the mix, talking about the call, perhaps.
I mean, hey, listen, the way the official came in and stepped in and overruled that tells me he clearly saw it, you know, move on, you know.
Keegley will inbound from the baseline. One over the top. That one is caught deep by Welch. Gets to the end of Haught and back to Keegley. Keegley deep out there. I wouldn't be surprised if he fired. He's made everything else. Crossing over against Bradley. Great handles on Keegley, too, for all the shooting ability. Gets into the, what a move! Gets into that elbow area and floats it over Bradley and hits. Keegley is impressive tonight. What's he listed at, Matt? 5'9"? Yeah. And just a junior player here for Monroe St. Mary. And Bradley gets a pump fake and a drive, but he took a little step before the dribble. Got a little too quick on it. Falcons ball again. They lead 44-30 with 28.5.
All 19 points for Keegley and Hawk. All 19 points this quarter.
Yeah, it almost feels like I don't even need to know anyone else's name out there because it's just those two guys working together. We do have a...
Mr. Outside.
Andrew Todd with the ball now gets back to Keegley working against Carter Wiley at this point. Napoleon's starting to switch just about everything there on the perimeter. Wiley's guarding everybody. Little overzealous there, does bump the ball handler, and that'll be a whistle against the Pirates. Andrew Todd.
I would think the winner of this, you know, if Monroe St. Mary's hangs on to win this game, I would think that the two teams that are playing in the second game are getting a pretty good scout off of this game. I think Napoleon's done a nice job. And really, if Napoleon, you know, could have maybe knocked a couple shots down here and there, I think this would be a different basketball game. But Napoleon played well defensively, other than, obviously, you know, the three-point shooting from Keegley.
Yeah, I think Napoleon's going to want to try and get something here with about 2 seconds down to Riley. Fires, hit it! At the buzzer, makes it 44-32. They got it within 12. We'll take a one-minute break. Back with the fourth quarter on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
If you are suffering from nagging pain, Orthopedic Rehab Specialists is the place to go. We specialize in physical therapy, injury rehabilitation, pain management, and women's health therapy. With direct access, you don't need a doctor's referral for an evaluation. So stop into any of our 5 Jackson locations or come see us at our new state-of-the-art clinic in Napoleon Corners Plaza. ORS patients receive personalized care and successful long-lasting outcomes. So come to one of the most trusted, top-referred physical therapy companies in mid-Michigan with a 98% customer approval rating. Visit orsmi.com today.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Falcons ball here to end start the fourth quarter. Keegley and Haught got all the points for the Falcons there in the third. And they did a good job scoring. Darren Hampton and Herb told him to come, got it going. There's a drive in the bucket right away by the Falcons.
Tyler Wells, somebody other than Hawk and Tegan.
The Boyan's going to want to try to get this to single digits early here in the fourth so they get themselves in striking distance down the stretch. Bradley to McCrum at the top, swings left wing to Hampton. He'll get it to Bradley in the high post. Blocked by Haught. Now Haught out and running. He'll go to the bucket, up into the air, up. And two defenders go flying by. Haught scores it. And it's out to 48-32, 16-point advantage for the Falcons of Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. McCrum left wing, or excuse me, right wing, gets in, floats it. Haught came up to try and block that one, but McCrum able to get it over the outstretched arm and in for two.
Well, he's got a nice second half, McCrum. 9 points.
Yeah, just a sophomore guy's going to be back as one of the leaders for this Napoleon team a year from now. Maybe they'll find themselves in a similar situation. There's a drive and a shot attempt missed on the attempt there by Christian Harrington, rebounded by Rose. Up the floor, Bradley ahead of everyone, but again, the length of Haught playing a part. He nearly picked off that pass where it looked like nobody had a shot at it.
He's got great length, and he's deceptively fast.
Haught's having a nice game. Keegley's having a hell of a game, too. So we're here in the fourth quarter. We got 6:39 to go, 48-34. SMCC. And the foul against the Falcons. Bradley inbound for Napoleon. Goes to McCrum. Left wing. He'll look to dribble, attack the zone. Goes out to Bradley. Drives into the free throw line, up and passes back out to McCrum. Gets a screen from Bradley. Hands off to Hampton, who will pull for three. And rebounded SMCC Sherrard up the right sideline. They'll slow it down. No numbers for the Falcons. Keegley coming out to get it near midcourt. On the triple attack. Now he'll hand back to O'Brien. Ends up back in Keegley's hands for three. He missed, finally. Wells gets the offensive rebound, and on the putback, he's going to draw a foul.
He almost expected that to go in. I mean, really, when he shot, it's like, oh, man, are you kidding me? Yeah. That again? And he had it about halfway down, just bumped roll out, but he got the offensive rebound.
We'll have another chance from the line for a pair. Keegley having a nice night for sure for the Falcons, and I'm sure somewhere in the building, Chad Mortimer knows what's going on. He maybe just a little bit of scouting in his head for the next round, but he's a guy who won't look. He's a guy who won't look beyond tonight's game, though. Right?
Absolutely not. But he'll have the most. He's got the most comprehensive scouting report of anybody in Jackson down here, maybe anywhere in the state.
So the free throw is missed. Let's say gets a rebound and a putback for Wells. He's been the man here in the fourth quarter. 5:52 to go. It's 51-34. And the Falcons may prove to be just a little too much for the Pirates tonight. It came to over a doubleheader. The winner of that one will get the winner of this one. It's Hanover Horton and Ann Arbor Greenhill. As well, hits from the line. 52-34. An 18-point lead is the biggest of the game for the Falcons. They continue to just pour it on. They didn't go on a big run to get way up, Matt. They just keep being points, 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 and you just
they're methodical.
Yeah, struggle to keep pace.
There they are. They lull you a little bit. Next thing you know, you look up, you're down 10, and you're down 15, and but they don't. Like I said, they're outstanding team. They're undefeated. If they don't look like the number one team in Class B.
Haught goes through the lane, gets the pass real deep, and he's able to hang up in the air. Riley Elliott couldn't get the stop, and another bucket. And that makes it a 20-point lead, 54-34. Bradley is open outside the arc. He'll fire for three. It's long off the heel, bounces high up in the air, and Haught will steal that rebound. And you're really seeing the advantage of the height too on the board. He's just going up there higher than everybody else. Now Keegley working against Bradley on the dribble. Gets Walsh outside the arc.
You got the lead. Now you're just taking some time off.
Keegley fires for three anyway, rebounded by Manson, or McCrum out on the run. McCrum dribbling against Keegley. Keegley goes down, up to Hampton. Now down low to Wiley, blocked by Hawk. Comes in there a little late, but has the length and the leaping ability to get up and block that shot. Looks like a sure Bonnie there for Wiley. Now Hawk on the drive, gets it up there and hangs on the rim, falls through. Nice soft touch by the big man. And it's now 56-34 with 4:04 left in the game clock.
14 second-half points for Hawk.
Hampton's shot goes up, and he missed that one. Rebound chased down by Keegley. Up the floor, right side to Sherrard. He'll attack. Up into the air, up and under. Left it short. Rebound. Welsh comes up with it, and he'll try to put it up, draws a foul. Welsh having a really nice fourth quarter, showing that he's the other big man over there for the Falcons.
It's 6 points in that quarter. Eight in the game.
And 56-34, 3:46 left in this one. Pirates running out of time to make a run here. It's Walsh hit. He'll get another shot at it. Full house tonight, Matt. A lot of people made the trip down from the Jackson area. Just a little over an hour, but we're almost to Ohio. McCrum coming up the left side. Cross court to Hampton. McCrum wants it back. Hampton directing traffic close to Bradley, right wing. Dribbles in a little bit. He'll go back out to Hampton. Hampton will swing it over to McCrum. Deep triple for Tobin off the back rim. Long rebound tapped out through the hands of just about everyone. Keegley tries to save it. Now Hampton behind the back has it knocked away, and Hawk comes up with the loose ball. He'll dribble up the floor. Left wing for Keegley. Fires for three. Got it. Quick trigger from Keegley. He missed the previous two, and then that one's nothing but net.
That's his eighth triple. That's a lot of school records. A lot of schools. I gotta believe.
Hampton fires one from NBA range and hits it. And we got a 30-second timeout from the Napoleon bench. Let's take a 30-second break on the broadcast. Back with the final 2:52. It's 60-37 on WKHL.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch pancakes remind me of our favorite Spanish bakery.
Like Denny's Denny's?
Yep, Denny's Denny's.
You should try my dulce de leche sauce. It's so good that years from now, Denny's will take inspiration from my recipe and create delicious pancakes that have cinnamon crumb topping that's cooked into two fluffy pancakes and served with a warm dulce de leche sauce.
That's oddly specific, but they sound great.
Denny's new Dolce de Leche Crunch Pancakes, just a part of our seriously upgraded menu. For limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
The Napoleon Pirates come out in the full court pressure. Steve Boyle, Matt Lehman joining you tonight on WKHM for a high school basketball doubleheader. They break the pressure. Could have called him for a travel on that.
Should have called him for a travel on that.
But that ends up in the hands of Walsh, and he gets another bucket. Puts him in double digits for the night. 62-37, our score 237. Another three-pointer by McCrum goes off the heel. Rebounded by Haught. Turns and looks. There's Keegley waiting. You know, I think Keegley recognizes that he might be in school record territory, and he's going to fire every three-pointer he can get a look at.
He might.
He's been up there. Bradley has accepted the challenge of guarding him, which
they're not even, he's looking at him. He's face guarding him. Ball's on the other side of the floor, and he guards the face guard.
Walsh tries baseline. They do call that. They catch that travel and beat Napoleon Ball. Again, right now, with 2:08 to go, 62-37. And it'd have to be quite a scoring burst here in the final 2 minutes for Napoleon to get back into this one. They didn't play a bad game, but you can really see how Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central has been unbeaten. They're relentless. The attack, they don't really come up with too many empty possessions in the inside-outside game. They've got them both working pretty well. A couple of opportunities here from Napoleon. Missed three by McCrum. Long rebound. Chased down, and we got a timeout from the Falcons bench, but nobody had possession to call timeout.
Yeah, they did. He had possession, but I think the fans thought he traveled, but it's not a travel. I mean, you can slide all the way across this gym with momentum, and it was not a travel. Now, if you try to get up without dribbling or roll, it's travel. I think they wanted a travel call, but It's Matt Gravelin. You should smell right there by Monroe St. Mary's.
From where we are here, Matt, you can see the streak of sweat. That's got to be a good 6 feet long where he split on his chest.
Slide 20 feet with the ball in your hand, and it was Matt Gravelin. And a lot of people don't know that rule.
I'm glad we got the experience of Matt Lehman up here in our booth to keep us abreast of those developments. Yeah, they're going to need more than that one towel. I guess they're pleased with it, but you can see Keegley pulling double duty, three-point specialist in floor maintenance, as he looks to accept the inbound. And they'll pressure him up the floor to Haught instead. Gets a cut, deep block by Wiley, but he commits the foul, and that'll send Mitchell Duvall to the line for the SMCC Falcons.
Monroe St. Mary's run some really good sideline out of bounds. That's the second or third one I've watched where well designed. Some teams don't run that. They just inbound the ball. But when you got a team coming up pressure man-to-man, a lot of times you can get some really easy, you know, one-on-one or two-on-two looks out of the score office. So, Monroe's going to their bench.
Yeah, big ovation for Keegley, Haught, and Welsh as they go to the bench. The bench mob out here for the Falcons for the final minute. 37, they lead 62-37, make it 63 after the free throw. Falcons well in control.
Scoreboard, Marshall 43, Western 34.
You know, that's a game where Western has beaten Marshall twice already this year, but that third win against that same team is always tough to get.
It's tough. Two good teams.
Matt, did you sign up your college basketball bracket, College Hoops Mania at WKHM.com?
Absolutely.
We got to get our little side bet going on. We'll have to figure that out here during the night. And Darren Hampton will go to the bench. What looks like his last trip out of the floor in a Napoleon Pirate uniform. Fantastic career for Darren Hampton. Not just as a basketball player, but as quarterback of the football team. Good job by the Falcons bench to break that trap. And they get an open look for three, another one, fired from deep. That wasn't a Keegley shot, though, as airballed. Bradley comes up with it, runs it up the floor into the corner of Carter Wiley, open for three. Little long. Rebounded by the Falcons. Under a minute to go, 63-37. And now we'll get a little clockying, it looks like. Nope, he's going to drive. Passes back out. Another drive. Now feed under the basket. Stolen by the Pirates. Carter Wiley up the floor for Bradley. Bradley all the way to the bucket. Floats in the lane and scores it. Some claps still from the Napoleon faithful who made the trip. It's not that far, really, from Napoleon.
No, it's just right down, basically right down 50. St. Petersburg Road.
Petersburg Road. I've never traveled it, and I may never again. But they can. I hope. Nobody from the County Road Commission has traveled it either. It looks like because they might have done some work on it.
There was. I saw a family of three that was stuck in a pothole on the way in. There was some serious potholes on that.
That was one you had to straddle the line, the center line, unless somebody was coming the other way.
We're from the Jackson area, and we know what a pothole is.
We know a thing or two about potholes. Time running out on this one, 9 seconds. 63-39, there's a three-point fire. Halfway down, Randall's out, rebounded by the Falcons, and that'll do it for the time here. 63-39, our final. And the Napoleon Pirates season comes to an end. They get a district championship. They lose no shame in a loss to Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central, unbeaten now at 23-0 on the year. And they await the challenge of the winner of our next game coming up here on the doubleheader, Hanover Horton and Ann Arbor Green Hills. Let's take 2 minutes here on the post game. We'll come back and give you our Jackson Area Subway player of the game, set things up for game number two. Again, our final here, Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central 63 and Napoleon 39 on WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
My name is
And I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Advanced Fluid Technologies, a proud member of the Jackson community and proud to be a longtime supporter of high school athletics. Advanced Fluid Technologies has the latest technology and extreme heavy-duty machining and grinding coolants designed for use on ferrous and non-ferrous applications and for stainless and exotic metals. Advanced Fluid Technologies believes in keeping manufacturing a part of Jackson. Successful manufacturing means a successful Jackson. Advanced Fluid Technologies.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
The Craft Agency, your local auto owner's agent, doesn't need a mascot to take care of your insurance. They're more interested in getting to know you so they can understand exactly what you need. By having a local Jackson office, they're easy to meet with and are willing to explain your best options and answer any questions. So remember, when it comes to taking care of your family, don't fall for the gimmicks. Just call the Craft Agency or visit them online at thecraftagency.com, your local auto owner's agent.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Matt Lehman, again, our final here from Ebersburg, Summerfield, 63-39. The Napoleon Pirates season comes to an end with the loss to Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. No shame in the game, though, 23-0 for the Falcons. They'll be watching closely for game two of our doubleheader at St. Arbor Green Hills against Hanover Horton team. Our Jackson Subway player of the game for game one is going to go to sophomore Tobin McCrum. Came out and had a really strong second half, 11 points on the game. And just, you know, one of the guys who kind of helped them hang around a little bit there in the third one. It looks like if they could have made a run, they're right in that game. It's a different looking game, but I guess that's why Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central is unbeaten, as they kind of do what they can to stop those runs.
They got a three-headed monster for Monroe St. Mary. They got, you know, Keegley had 28, Ott had 19, and Walsh had 12. That's 59 of their 63 points right there. Two other guys score a bucket apiece. That was the difference. And you watch that, you know, you're kind of curious to see. You said when you get to a district final, how a team, you know, if it's Hanover, and we're hoping it's Hanover. We think Hanover's got a great chance. But you got to, you know, Hanover's notorious for taking one of those or two of those guys away. I wonder, you know, if there's other guys that can score. But it's easier said than done. And I keep what a night. Eight threes for the Monroe St. Mary.
Yeah, normally that'd be good enough to get you player of the game honors, but we're kind of, we're homers when it comes to picking that. I am anyway.
Right. But if it wasn't, he would be the, you know, head and shoulders the player of the game.
I'm not sure I've seen a high school game, and I've only been doing it for a few years, but I'm not sure I've ever seen anybody make eight threes in a game.
I haven't. I mean, as a coach, I have. I had a guy made nine as our school record, but he was in the zone. And I'll tell you, I think he missed two. I don't think he missed on his first seven. I think he made seven in a row.
I think he did that one. We called it a heat check.
Right.
And so I'd say three misses on the night, but eight out of 11 for 3-point land is Steph Curry will take that night.
That's Steve Boyle like shooting right there, buddy.
Only if you're blindfolded. So there's our final from game one, 63-39. Our player of the game, Tobin McCrum from Napoleon, and he's got a couple years with the Pirates to try and help bring them back to maybe another regional and beyond in the future. Speaking of youth movements, Hanover Horton runs quite a few sophomores out, and they'll be up next game two of our doubleheader here on WKHM. We're going to go ahead and run a big five-minute break here. Give me a chance to get some spit back and see if we can't keep going here. And we'll, again, 5 minutes, and we'll come back out here to Petersburg Summerfield High School. And game two of our doubleheader on the way. Hanover Horton in Ann Arbor Green Hills. All of our high school basketball coverage brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.
County National Bank has watched banks come and go for decades, leaving customers frustrated by name changes and branch closings. When you open an account with County National Bank, you can bank on stability and a proven track record that comes from 80 years of serving the community. Trust your finances with a bank that is there with you, County National Bank. Learn more about opening an account at countynationalbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 399979.
Forget what you know about Force, for we're forcing flavor fortitude right at your forehead. Introducing Denny's 4 for $4 menu. Four dishes, $4. Enjoy flavor-forged meals like our biscuits and gravy and the cookies and cream mega sundae. And don't forget about all-you-can-eat pancakes and the Everyday Value Slim. They're delicious, times forever. Plus, since they're just $4 on the 2-4-6-8 value menu, they're totally affordable.
Denny's, welcome to America's Diner. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
A school safety reminder from American Title Company. Adults should always be on the lookout for kids, especially in a school zone. We all know that sometimes doesn't happen. Children should not expect the cars to look out for them. Parents need to encourage their children to always be cautious when crossing streets. Also, don't let your children wear headphones or play video games while walking to school. They should always be aware of what's happening around them. A school safety reminder from American Title Company.
Looking for great gas prices in a location that's open early or late? Then you're looking for an express stop fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline. Stop in, and while you're there, grab any size coffee or a cappuccino up to 20 ounces for only a buck. Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline, has 11 convenient locations in the Jackson area. So if you're looking for great gas prices, whether it's early morning or late night, then you'll find just that at Express Stop, fueled by BP and Marathon gasoline. Express Stop, all you need all the time.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, Superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you back to the 2017-2018 winter high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit hanoverhorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
My name is Stephanie Spolster-Kristovic, and I'm the principal at Lumen Christi Catholic School.
At Lumen Christi, we love our students, and so we want the very best for them, and that means we want them to be their very best. Our core values create a space for your children to be the best they can be, achieving excellence, living faith, demonstrating character, promoting teamwork, and being warm and welcoming are who we are at Lumen Christi. Come give your student a chance to change the world.
Life's better with Tom Coffey's Soft Water Kinetico non-electric water softeners, featuring a twin tank, giving you on-demand 24-hour-a-day soft water with no computers or timers. It's eco-friendly, using about half the salt of a single tank softener. It also comes with an excellent 10-year unconditional parts warranty. Tom Coffey's Soft Water also has chemical-free filters to remove rust and sulfur odors. Tom Coffey's Soft Water, Jackson County's only authorized independent Kinetico dealer, on Page Ave across from Menards. Look for the Kinetico sign, serving Jackson, Hillsdale, and Lenawee County.
Back to high school basketball on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM.
Well, Matt Lehman, we're live doing high school basketball. It's the Hanover Horton Comets and the Ann Arbor Green Hills, game two of our doubleheader tonight. And Matt, Hanover Horton is a team that when you start looking at the numbers, they're not that far away from somebody like Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. Just two losses on the season. One was Class A Chelsea, and then the other one is a game against East Jackson that they end up avenging a couple times over. They beat East Jackson again here in the tournament, and then they beat Lumen Christi 73-65 Friday night to get to this game today. Just 20-2 overall. Max Preps has them as the number three Class C team in the state now. I don't know, you know, take whatever ranking you want, but that's not bad if you're in the top 10 anyway.
Okay, I saw Honorable Mention in Class C, and I saw that they have that new seating that they're trying. If they ever go to a seating at the MHSAA level, they played around with it this year. It's a computerized seating, and they were consistently in the top five, basically because of the strength of schedule. And in fact, it was 20-2.
Yeah, Donovan Kennedy, by the way, was the man. He, my choice for most outstanding player at that district tournament over at Banner Cook. Like, Donovan Kennedy had 26-22 in their opening game against East Jackson. Then he comes out and has another double-double against Lumen Christi. And he's a match problem for a lot of teams because he is quick, but he really spends a lot of time down on the baseline. So he plays in that low post. So if you want somebody who can match it for speed, you end up having somebody who's a mismatch inside.
Well, you know, I mean, coaching as long as I had, I had a 5'11 power forward that led the league in rebounding, and I had a 6'6 point guard at one point. I mean, it's really not about, it's not always about size. It's about, you know, guys that can jump well, guys that have timing, guys that have nose to the ball. And I think that's what you see with Hanover. They got a lot of guys like that. You look at their lineup. I mean, they got a freshman. They got six sophomores. Four of them start. They start, you know, Kennedy's a junior and two seniors. This team is scary. I mean, they're already scary good, and what's the future hold for this team?
Yeah, I mean, you assume, I guess, a certain amount of progression each year, and I think it's for most programs and you might not feel as safe about that, but for Chad Mortimer's program, you feel pretty secure that they're going to go ahead and continue to progress, and that these sophomores, by the time they're juniors and seniors, are going to be as good a team as anywhere in the state.
I think that the team that essentially broke the streak in district championships could be the first team that wins the state for Hanover. I mean, that could be their ceiling. You know, I think the biggest thing is that you talked about size, but, you know, Laketa's 6'5". He's a sophomore. He's still got a little growing to do. You know, his brother, look how big his brother was. And you got Rhett Laketa, who's 6'2". He may have a little growing to do. So you get in Class C, and you got a team that's got potentially, if they grow a little more, you know, multiple guys that are 6'4", 6'5", that can play. Not just big guys that can play. So I think that, you know, right now they're getting some valuable experience. They're good enough to make a run. They're good enough to win this game. They're good enough to win this regional. It's just a matter of, you know, will it happen? And if it does, it's going to be a lot of experience going into next year.
75 seconds left, and 54-46 Marshall leads Western over in Fowlerville. And the Panthers and Danger seeing their season come to a close. I want to talk a little bit about Ann Arbor Green Hills. Matt, of course, it's the first time I've seen them all year, but they beat Canton Prep 61-41, Ipsy Ann Arbor Prep 55-50, and then a close win against Riverview Gabriel Richard 54-51. So they've had a pretty good run. Max Preps has them only number 43 in their Class C rankings, but I think they may surprise you a little bit.
The thing about it is nothing jumps out at us as any common opponents. So you really don't know, you know, what they're, you know, I don't know if their four losses are, but their four losses may be to, you know, four teams that were, you know, won 17, 18 games. I have no idea. So, but, you know, they got actually Ypsilanti Prep would be the only common opponent because they beat Green Hill beat them by 5, and Hanover beat them 72-45. So, you know, that might be, you know, if you look at that. But that doesn't mean anything. That's just on paper.
Whatever you can get out of it, we'll take it, I suppose.
They don't play the game on paper.
Well, they'll play this one on the floor here. Petersburg Summerfield, Hanover Horton, and Hanover Green Hills getting set to square off. Let's take 3 minutes here on the pregame. We'll come back and look at Hanover's starting lineup and get things set up for the broadcast. And WKHM, brought to you by Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center.